as Hewlett-Packard turns.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The HP soap opera moves to Capitol Hill today. A House subcommittee will hold a hearing on the spying scandal that has drawn so much attention lately. Nancy Marshall Genza reports from Washington.
Act 1, Scene 1 in the Hewlett-Packard drama occurred in 2005 when people started calling phone companies claiming to be customers who needed to access their private information. Prosecutors say this scene was repeated over and over again as investigators hired by HP pretended to be someone else to obtain personal information about company board members, journalists, and others, a trick known as pretexting. Now the stars of this soap opera, Chief Executive Mark Hurd, the former chairwoman, Patricia Dunn, and private detectives, face tough questions at today's hearing. World Privacy Forum Executive Director Pam Dixon says lawmakers will want to know, are other companies following this script?
Are these common practices? I'd really like to ask questions of the private investigators involved and see who else has been hiring them.
The hearing could give a lift to pending legislation that would make pretexting illegal. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average could set a new closing record today. Wednesday, it gained about 20 points to 11,689. That's 33 points from the all-time high set in January of 2000. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 had minuscule gains. Oil prices climbed $2 yesterday. They're holding steady today at about $63 a barrel. The things you find at Walmart are made in more than 7,000 factories in 60 countries. The company just came out with its annual report on the conditions in those factories. Jocelyn Ford reports.
Last year, Walmart blacklisted 141 factories, mostly because they used underage labor. The report says the number of serious violations rose 15%. Walmart says that's mostly because it's doing more surprise audits. An increasing number of foreign brands with factories in China insist on inspecting labor conditions, and experts say that's helping raise workers' awareness of their rights. Manufacturer Jeffrey Graham says factories used to be able to count on workers doing illegal 20-hour shifts if they paid time and a half. But no more.
Some workers will just walk out. And I was pretty surprised at that because the thought was, okay, well, you can walk out. There's someone else who's willing to do it. But now with the better conditions in other factories, people are starting to have a harder time finding workers.
So factory owners have to improve working conditions to stay in business. In Beijing, I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
The U.S. government plans to check out the link between TV ads and childhood obesity. A task force will begin meeting next year and come out with recommendations for the advertising industry. The FCC is especially concerned about small children who can't tell when they're being pitched. The average kid watches 40,000 TV ads a year, a lot of them for cereal, candy, and fast food. This is Marketplace. Around the country this morning, a Bronx charity will have to return more than $600,000 to New York City. The money was supposed to go toward care for children and the elderly. Instead, the group loaned the money to the radio network Air America. Air America had a different owner at the time and put the money in escrow when the city started investigating. The Twin Cities just found out they'll be hosting the Republican National Convention in 2008, a huge economic boon for Minneapolis-St. Paul, but a big investment as well. 20,000 hotel rooms will be needed and up to 300 extra buses for all those partiers. In Los Angeles, apparently even protests follow scripts. 1,000 to 2,000 union supporters plan to march near LAX tonight. Police will arrest 400 of them. Those people have already turned in their identifications, so processing should be quick. The Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the National Organization for Rare Disorders mission to identify, treat, and cure overlooked and undertreated health conditions. More at rarediseases.org. And by Reuters, the world's news and information source, working to make a difference every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. We've told plenty of stories about small farmers struggling to stay in business. Well, here's a twist. A group of small farmers that is so successful, they're looking for new land to plow. Sissel Overgaard has our story.
It's a Friday morning at the produce auction in western New York State's Yates County. The farmers selling most of the boxes of vegetables rolling through the barn are Old Order Mennonites, similar to the Amish, but with a few more liberties when it comes to things like electricity and tractors. Mennonites began moving here in the 70s, looking for cheap land and an escape from crowding in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Now, with more than 400 families in the settlement and the next generation coming of age, auctioneer Lowell Horst says community leaders are searching again.
They've looked around in the east part of the state. They have looked further west in the state. And it's just till somebody takes the plunge.
Horst says finding new territory is crucial to the Mennonite way of life.
The reasons these settlements are started up are to keep people on the land more, to keep not necessarily a closed society, but a protected society.
Farming can be a tough way for anyone to make a living, but on the whole, Mennonites do remarkably well, says Elizabethtown College professor Donald Craybill. How?
The average married woman has about 8.3 children.
And, says Mennonite community spokesman Ivan Martin,
we feel it's important to teach young children a work ethic.
Added up, that means free labor. Having lots of kids also means most Mennonites don't pay federal income tax. And by choice, most don't pay or take Social Security.
We're actually rather paranoid about government interference in our personal lives, in our religious community, you know, and we feel that it is safer for our culture as a whole to avoid those entanglements.
But Bill Henning, a small farms expert at nearby Cornell University, says it's not just the big families and the tax exemptions.
They're successful because they live a life and farm to meet needs. The fastest growing cost on farms today is the cost of family living because people are after wants as well as needs.
Ivan Martin agrees that as the owner of a horse and buggy, he'll never be tempted to buy a $30,000 truck. Any other tips for success?
Short of becoming Mennonite, that's a hard question, I think. Our community is bound by a common religion that we adhere to in a fairly monolithic sense. If you don't conform, you will be an ex-Mennonite.
He says he despairs of trying to think how that could be mimicked in a secular system. In Yates County, New York, I'm Sissel Overgaard for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Of the top 20 best-selling drugs in this country.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.